This is KTLO's Juneau Afternoon, and it's time for our live update with City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me on. It must be time to talk about coronavirus again.
It's that time. It's that time. Happy Friday. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're per normal now, the new normal. We have lots of things going on with regard to coronavirus, and I guess the updates for today are that we're expecting the governor to put out clarifying information on travel tonight at 6 o'clock, so a lot of questions from the health mandate 10 on travel, and we're expecting him to clarify that tonight. And they moved to an online travel form now, so you can fill it out electronically. So that'll be big news for today. The assembly was hard at it again last night, and we worked through a number of issues. They authorized expedited start on our seasonal campground, which will help the homeless and camping population decompress and get more social distancing from each other in their living situations. The team is hard work on, you know, the quarantine question. What are we going to do if we have lots of people that need quarantine? One of the things that we've seen Dr. Zink focusing on is transmission amongst families. So when people pick up the virus, there's a high rate of transmission amongst families. So that's a hot topic that we're on. And then we were also working on a whole host of economic issues last night at the assembly. So all three levels of government, federal, state, and city, are all super focused on the economics. You know, the federal government with their $2 trillion aid package. And none of us can really wrap our heads around that. If you know what $2 trillion is, please let us know, because that's a little bit incomprehensible other than it's a lot of money, and we're unclear exactly how that's going to flow down to the states and the communities. And the legislature, you know, always this time of year, the state budget, a moving target. Is there a PFD? Is there two PFDs? How big is the PFD? And what the state budget will mean for us and things like school funding. So lots of wild cards there. And then the assembly last night gave a little bit of timing relief for small business or all businesses that pay sales tax. They extended the filing deadline for a couple weeks on February sales tax. And they are working on a loan program for small businesses that would provide immediate relief. We really don't want to lose small businesses, because if we do, it's just super hard to get them back. So a loan program at the local level that will arrive faster than the federal programs. And they also were talking about rental relief. So a lot going on with the assembly. What questions can I answer for you?
Well, that's a nice update right there. Thank you, City Manager Watt. Thinking about Capital Transit, is that an assembly thing, or is that just something that we should know about through Capital Transit itself?
So the transit system has been changed. So we put the chains across, and so now you have to enter through the rear to give the drivers the distancing. That was the first move. And then the second thing we did is we've limited the numbers of people on the bus so that there's distance between the riders, and we've eliminated some of the express routes. So a lot of change happening really fast on transit. For sure. And we're just trying to, I guess in that case, literally keep the wheels on the bus and move quickly and make sensible changes.
Right. And it seems like use of the bus reflects the hunker down rule, which is sort of use the bus only if you absolutely need to for essential requirements. Does that sound right to you?
That's right. So we're encouraging people just to use the bus if you need it. And we're kind of working through that. On our other big transportation system, the airport, numbers are way down. So I think we're really only at 8 or 9% of our normal airplane traffic. So very little movement of people. I do think people are focusing on hunker down and trying to meet with the assembly's intent of staying home as much as possible.
And will you just outline hunker down for us once more, please?
Yes, I will. I should have led with that because that's our main policy message. So the Assembly has asked that people stay home as much as possible to limit your interaction with other people to flatten the curve. I think people are doing a really good job at that. A lot of businesses have chosen to close. Some businesses are choosing to stay open and try and keep that 6-foot minimum. It's a little bit complicated if you can or should be open as a business, but I think the goal from the Assembly has to be stated. Please stay home as much as possible. And the goal is to protect the healthcare resources, the people in the hospital that need if we get that crush of service demand.
All right, sir. And how about you? Any fun plans for the weekend? Any ways to stay healthy during the pandemic?
Well, I actually was hoping to take a nap this weekend. That's my big goal. I really dialed it back. And, if I get a nap, I'll be happy.
Baby steps. All right, City Manager Rory Watt, thank you so much for your time today. We'll look forward to checking in with you next week as well, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.